This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
By some estimates, nearly half the work in America could be done by machines and software. Last week, I was on the road reporting on the more robot-proof careers. This week, we're looking out longer term to hear about policy options for a time when machines, robots, algorithms, and artificial intelligence do a lot more of the work in America. One idea that's drawn interest from the left and the right is handing out cash to people. It's called the universal basic income, or as conservative economist Milton Friedman preferred, a negative income tax. Right now, some people in Silicon Valley have funded an experiment in Oakland, California, to see what happens when you just give money to people. Matt Krisseloff is director of Y Combinator Research, which is funding the experiment.
Over the course of 20, 30 years, you know, we could have software that basically can think like a human can. Not for sure, but it's certainly a possibility. We think it's quite possible that a lot of jobs will become automated. And so we're trying to think, if that type of scenario happens, what can we do to really expand the social safety net and really meet people's needs as our world changes?
Y Combinator is famous for incubating startup companies. Now researchers there want to know, among other things, whether free money allows people to do more fulfilling work or might it rob people of ambition. Participants in the study are getting $1,000 a month. There's precedent for this. Norway gives oil profits back to the people. Same with a portion of Alaska's oil revenues.
It's such a big shift in how the safety net would be constructed. And for really any country's context, it's a tremendously expensive type of idea. So we need to make sure it's actually a good one first before really advocating for something like this.
Yeah, certainly expensive. Where might we find the money if this ever came into force?
You know, if we jump to the end point, which again is pretty far out, if the real need for this is something like, you know, we have tremendous automation, it's hard to imagine just how much more wealth we could be creating as a society. It could be double, it could be 1,000 times the GDP we have now if we really have infinitely replicable software that can just basically do anything that a human can at very, very little cost. But this type of technological change and this type of work labor force change happens in a very gradual process. It's easy to just imagine towards the end of, you know, oh, the robots have taken the jobs or something like that. But there are a lot of these forces that are very relevant right now. And there's a lot of people out there right now that don't have all of the resources they need.
We have more on basic income, universal basic income, and other ideas for rewiring the U.S. economy to compensate for future technological unemployment or underemployment in our Robot Proof Jobs special podcast series. Listen in the Marketplace Morning Report normal feed or search marketplace.org, Robot Proof,